You are a picky bastard, aren't you?
I am. I am a very fussy eater.
Damn.
Yep. That's my problem.
That's it, boiled down to one
That's
thing.
it. That's it. That is what just narrows it down is, yep.
Okay.
If I weren't such a picky eater, I would be so much happier.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just swell. How are you?
All right. Anything exciting happening down in Florida way?
No, not a damn thing.
You getting ready for Thanksgiving?
I am getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's tomorrow. What's your plan?
I'm going to eat a lot and I'm going to fall asleep.
Oh.
And then I'm going to wake up and eat some more.
Do you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Is that like
a
tradition? Do you?
I do, yes.
Do you watch it for the crappy musical acts or the big balloons?
That's exactly why. I love lip syncing.
It's gotten really bad recently.
Well, it's too cold in the morning for people to, actually sing.
Yeah. None of the mics are turned on. None of the instruments are plugged in. They do, like, a section of the song and then they like fade it out.
Yes.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Americana.
Oh yeah.
Or Americana.
Americana?
Americana.
Is that like Tropicana?
It is like Tropicana.
Oh, okay.
Only not as tasty.
No? Why not?
No. Mm-mm. Oh. Nope.
Okay. Sure.
Yes, and Trop 50 tastes like ass, so I don't recommend it.
What's Trop 50?
That's the half the calories, half the sugar, half the flavor Tropicana that Jane Krakowski advertises.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Like, you've never seen that commercial where, like, there's several of them, where it's her and her lady friends, and they're all complimenting her on how fabulous she looks, and she owes it all to Trop 50?
No, I can't say I've seen that.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I have a nasty habit of fast-forwarding through commercials, so.
Well, I do too, but once in a while.
You'll see her and you'll be like, oh, wait, let me go back.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, somebody has to tell me about a funny commercial before I'll stop and, like, look for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm just plowing through them as fast as I can to get to the content.
So much for the Super Bowl recap show we were going to do, huh?
Well, no, that I'll watch commercials for. But, okay. I watched that new show, Almost Human.
That's on Fox. I haven't heard any good things about it.
Well, I watched it on demand, and it was one of those where Fox doesn't allow you to fast forward through the commercials.
Yeah.
So you have to sit there and, like, let them play through. And it was just painful.
Yeah,
lots of it is for crappy Fox shows, but a lot of it was commercials too, and they just nothing I saw was like, oh yeah, that entices me to buy that product.
Right.
I liked Almost Human though. I thought it was all right.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, it's first two episodes. It's, you know, it's trying to find its footing. It's giving you like the sense that there's an overall story.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is trying to figure out, but he's got to be saddled with this robotic partner.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I will say was it jumped really fast from the guy going, I'm not riding with a synthetic person, to their best buddies. Like, it was really, really quick.
Hmm. Interesting.
Almost... like they had to acknowledge it, and then they sat down and they said, well, we're going to just do away with that whole thing. Cause by the second episode, they're like buddy, buddy. And then it's just a futuristic procedural cop drama at that point. But the effects are done pretty well. I mean, it's going to have to be a weekly thing. But, you know, they did that on Fringe as well for the last season. They did a lot of futuristic stuff, so.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, we'll see. But I heard mixed things about it, and I see where the flaws are, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
Right.
More than a couple of the other shows that are out right now. I think I'm done with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, see, I don't understand why. It's just fluffy goodness. It's, you know, you just sit back and relax and enjoy it. And you know, there are those people who just have to tear the damn thing apart.
It's not that, okay. I want my shows to at least be written well. And you can't sit there and say that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is written well.
It's written better than some of the crap on TV.
Yeah, but it's still not the top of the heap. It's very, very far from it. It's, you know, there was this whole thing, oh, we're going to tie this one into Asgard and like Thor, and it's all going to be on the heels of what happens in Thor the Dark World, and it's like they mention it once.
But I thought that was cool.
The Asgard story.
Because they're there in the aftermath of what just happened in the movie. I think that was funny. That, you know, the Asgardian cleanup crew doesn't come to take care of things. It's these poor schmucks who are bagging and tagging.
Still, it just... And Peter McNichol as, like, a great Asgardian whatever he was supposed to be.
Yeah. But that's how he's been able to survive. Because you don't expect it. Quiet ones.
I feel like they jumped the shark.
Oh, see?
Because he went from, like, dating the college students to being from Asgard, and I don't know. It wasn't very good.
Well, if you say so.
I mean, none
I
of
still
them,
like it.
None of them have been
I like
stellar.
I like that Mayday is now getting it on with the young guy. Did you stay through the end?
Yes, I saw it. I saw it. And maybe I'm just been burned by too many shows to where I don't know if I want to put my time into something that ultimately is going to disappoint me. And I don't see anything coming that's not going to be a disappointment when it gets here.
Really?
Yeah.
It's lost all over again.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of.
Dedicating all that time and then suddenly...
Yeah,
it's a dream.
It's over and it's not resolved very well, because they could have, this was one of those things they could have done anything with.
Right.
And we've basically focused on ex-S.H.I.E.L.D. agents and people who kind of have powers, but really don't.
Well, I mean, I think like every superhero sci-fi kind of TV show, it falls into that freak of the week category where you got to do something to keep it interesting.
Right.
So, you know, you can't... I don't know. I still like it. And I'm going to stick with it.
Are you?
And we'll see what happens.
I don't know. It doesn't look like it's shot very well. I mean, for a big budget TV show, the lighting's really flat. It doesn't look cinematic at all.
Yeah.
I mean, and you turn around, you look at some of the stuff that's been on like Fox.
Yeah.
That's real like moody and cinematic looking. And you're like, why can't you do that with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Well, I don't think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is supposed to be moody and cinematic looking.
They're dealing with superheroes. Whatever. They're dealing with superheroes. Of course it's supposed to be cinematic.
It's two different things. It's not a movie, it's a TV show. It's almost like that extras that comes with a DVD.
The one shots?
Yeah.
Those still look better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, see, I'm disagreeing with you.
They spent all that money to make things look kind of cool in the pilot, and then they were like, you know, the pilot's supposed to be, this is what we're going to deliver on a weekly basis.
Yeah, but how often is that true?
And the story is not holding to that. And I think a lot of it has to do with giving the reins over to Joss Whedon's brother and sister-in-law. Like, were they really the ones to run this show?
Yeah, well, I can see that.
I mean, the only other thing of note that they've done is Dr. Horrible. And that was a 45-minute piece that ran on the internet.
Right.
You know, they're not... I don't think they're up to running what could have been the highest-rated show on television. And I think they're proving it by turning out crappy stories about, oh, S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to send these two guys off to their certain death and they're not going to go get them. But we have to break the rules and we have to go get them. Like, what does that have to do with the Marvel Universe? That's what everybody wants to see.
So how would you have produced Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I would have done it more like the S.H.I.E.L.D. comic books that deals with the fringe superheroes without dealing with the Avengers. And they've hinted at it, but they've never delivered on it.
But you know, doesn't that become Heroes?
No, because you still have the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents that aren't superpowered in the middle of it that are dealing with all this. You know, they could be tying things in right now to what's going to happen in Captain America. They could have tied stuff into Thor. They could have tied other stuff into, like, other properties, and it doesn't seem like they're going to be doing that.
Well, see, I think there's probably a very fine line of how they can tie in those other properties.
Why?
Because that's the way things are.
Okay, but now that Marvel's going to be doing TV shows on Netflix, why can't they tie S.H.I.E.L.D. into that and send mainstream audience onto Netflix to go watch stuff? Why can't they tie those in, like, okay, they're in New York, which obviously I guess we're never going to go to New York since it's being rebuilt, I guess.
Right.
But, like, you know, they run into Matt Murdock and Daredevil and Iron Fist and all the stuff that they're going to be putting on Netflix and somehow tie S.H.I.E.L.D. into that. You know, make it one big universe. And actually show stuff instead of, well, you know, the battle in New York and, you know, Thor, don't you? Oh, Thor's off the grid. I don't know where I can get a hold of him at. Like, Thor wouldn't shit his pants if Coulson showed up, being like, wait, you're dead.
Yeah, so?
Because they didn't tell Thor that they lied to him. Wouldn't he be a little pissed?
I don't know. I don't know. Do aliens get pissed?
Thor does. Thor's been known to throw a table or two.
Or tantrum.
Or, yeah.
Because he's Thor.
Or bust his way through a hell carrier, you know.
Don't whatever. Be so Thor.
So Thor.
So Thor.
Yeah, where the hell are all the hell carriers? How come they're not operating off of one of those?
Well, because they're operating off the bus, which is their special vehicle, soon to be an action figure accessory.
That's exactly what that screams. Hey, here's a new S.H.I.E.L.D. thing that you can buy for Christmas.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, there goes that gift. Glad I saved the receipt. Damn it. That and the Dress Me Up May costume.
Yeah, sure. The big, the tight black leather thing.
And the wig. And you get the wig too. Yeah.
See, I will say that at least Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is easy cosplay for people. All you need is a suit, really. Suit and some glasses, you could be a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, right?
Well, I mean, that's like Stark Industries.
Yeah.
You know, everybody shows up in a suit and suddenly you're cosplaying. It's like, oh, that took a lot of creativity to pull off, didn't it?
Well, that's no worse than the guys that can't figure out how to build the Iron Man outfits, so they go as Tony Stark at a party.
Yes.
And they just have the reactor in their chest.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That's simple cosplay, too.
Of course it is.
But any cosplay is good cosplay, John. At least they're trying.
Thank you, Yaya.
Whatever happened to that show? Is that still on the air?
It's done. It was like 3 or 4 episodes.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, now they're showing Naked Vegas, which isn't that entertaining, and I hate to tell you, but there's very little nudity involved, so.
Well, it's on cable. I didn't think there'd be a whole lot of nudity.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's not even nudity. You know how, like, a big trend in South America apparently is body painting.
Right.
In the US, apparently, body painting means bras and panties.
Okay.
So it's, I don't know. I just think that kind of takes away from it. Because what's the challenge of, you know, airbrushing the vajayjay if all you're doing is painting in her underwear?
Well, that's true.
So, you know, it's kind of a cop out.
Now, do they do that because it's a TV show, or is that the way it's actually done?
I don't know. It's, you know, it's another one of those, I think a lot of the sci-fi reality shows are, I have a friend who knows a guy who does this stuff and it's kind of cool, so we should do a series.
Okay.
Because in the one episode I watched, they were doing, it's an hour episode, it's broken into two projects. One of them, there was a sci-fi con and a guy who was promoting a new vodka called Alien. I'm not, was it Alien? No, tequila. Alien
Okay.
tequila. And he commissioned them to make alien characters to mingle at his party. And it's like, okay. And then the next one was they were filming a music video for some group I've never heard of and could not even tell you who the hell they are, which involved girl thieves who steal the band's clothes and go down a water slide.
What?
Yeah, that was it.
Sci-fi is that on sci-fi?
Yes, it is.
They show the weirdest shit.
I feel like they're desperate for content.
Well, why
Like, hey,
don't
let's just throw some crap on and see if people will watch Sharknado.
what well
And you know what? They do.
but you know they have something interesting that appeals to a lot of sci-fi fans, like that Hollywood Treasure show
That
where
hasn't been on in 2 years.
yeah, and they cancel that.
Yes.
And then they end up showing shit like the cosplay thing or one of these other stupid shows.
Yeah.
They have no fucking clue what they're doing at sci-fi. They'll cancel really good sci-fi shows in favor of crap. Or
Well, but Jack Osborne's Haunted Highway is coming back.
yeah, well, you think if he didn't have his disease that he'd still have that show?
No. And what has he got? MS?
I think so.
MD? MOUSE? Something like that?
It's one of those. It's either MS or muscular dystrophy. No, can't be
I
muscular
think it's
dystrophy, right?
MS.
Is it MS?
Yeah.
Okay. But you know, I think that's why he's still on Dancing with the Stars, if he's still on there, or he lasted as long as he did, or.
Yeah.
Because I mean, my wife watches that, and she was like, "He's terrible. He needs to go." And he just kept sticking around. Well, of course, because people feel bad for him.
Well, you know, I mean, that's like any other pathetic person who does those shows.
Well, and you know, then they cut into the audience to show fucking Ozzy Osbourne sitting there, just
Ozzy
like
and Sharon, and aren't they getting divorced?
they're separated, but they're not getting a divorce, according to her.
Oh,
But
according to
like,
her?
yeah, but like they show those two sitting there, and Ozzy has no clue where he is or what the fuck he's doing.
Well, yeah, that's Ozzy for you.
But I mean, he looks really bad now, like worse than
Think
or.
Sharon's been beating him?
Yes, with a frying pan.
I think she has too.
Right to the back of the head.
How is Ozzy? And why does she sound like a Monty Python character? He's really married to Eric Idle, and
that's
he
not a
just does not
character.
know it.
That's just the way that they sound over in England.
Is it?
I think so.
That's annoying.
Well, you know, they can't all be winners.
That's annoying. I don't know. I think more than anything, like the way people speak is like the one thing that really annoys the hell out of me.
What do you mean the way they speak? You talking about
The way they,
accents?
accents and weird affectations. Because, like, there's this woman who sits near me, and she speaks on the phone very loudly, and she always says, "How you doing?
Hey, Din.
How you doing?" Like, she can't get "how you doing" out. It's "how you doing."
Which southern state is she from?
She's not.
No?
That's the problem. "How you doing?
Oh, 'cause that
I
sounds
do
like a
okay. How
southern
you
thing.
doing?" Yeah, it's really bizarre. Really bizarre. Irritates the hell out of me. I want to smack her. Maybe I will.
You at least have to videotape it, though.
When I'm smacking her?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll go viral.
Yeah, there was one day she was on the phone talking very loudly to her daughter about some car problem she was having. And she just kept saying, "Have you, was it like, did you check something?" I forget what it was. Like, "Did you check the tire pressure?" And I just heard her say that like 50 times over an hour. Because she called the daughter, then the daughter called the husband, then she called the husband, then she called the daughter back, then the daughter called her back, and they kept going on and on and on and on. And at one point, something came up, and she made some stupid comment about how she couldn't find something. I said, "Did you check the tires?" And then she had to come over and talk to me and tell me the story. So I learned my lesson.
Well, see, why are you talking to people?
I shouldn't. I just
And
should not talk to people because they annoy the piss out of me.
shouldn't this woman be working instead of on the phone all the
Well, she's the, yeah, she should.
time? What the hell?
She should, but she's the costuming Nazi, so,
Oh.
or she works for the costuming Nazis.
See, when I worked with you, we weren't even allowed to have phones on us, right?
Well, yeah, nowadays it doesn't matter.
Oh.
But I work in cubicle land, so it's
That's
different.
true, you do.
So she's using the company phone.
Oh, that's even worse.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I should turn the bitch in. Damn it, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna blow the whistle on her
There you go.
and never have to hear "how you doing"
There you
again.
go. How you doing?
"How you doing? Hi, how you doing? How you doing?"
How would you even spell that? How is
I was
dinned?
just trying to figure that out. Din. How
Din,
you doing?
Don?
How you doing?
How you doing?
You doing? Maybe there's a silent H in there. How you doing? Just irritates. People irritate me in general, so you know. As soon as I can afford that desert island, I'll be there. Damn it.
You speak of this desert island often, but I never see any movement towards that.
Well, why would I tell you where my desert island is?
You could at
I don't
least.
want anybody to know.
I'm not saying I'm gonna come visit, but like, there's
Doesn't matter.
no. Hey, I'm scoping out
Matter.
islands this week.
Somebody might hunt me down.
There,
And
nobody's gonna
before you
hunt you
know it,
down.
somebody's going to be knocking on my door
Oh, I'm sure.
wanting to pray with me.
Well, if you're going to have an island, at least you can have like a missile defense system to shoot down incoming boats and airplanes.
I'll have my own band of pirates.
There you go. But then they'll
They'll
know
just
where you live.
Yeah, but they'll patrol the waters and sing.
Okay. You going to dress them up like old, the pirates of old? They're going to be in
I
big wooden
might.
ships.
No, I think I'm going to dress them up as the Pittsburgh Pirates.
There you go.
Because people will see them and go, "What the?"
Captain,
And then it'll be too late.
there's a boat full of baseball players coming towards us.
Yes. Boat full of not very good baseball players.
Pirates are baseball, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, butch it up.
I only know hockey. I know that Pittsburgh is the Penguins, at least in hockey.
The Penguins, the Pirates, the Pastillers. The silent P.
There you go. Now, at least football season's almost over.
Not yet. Not
Enough
till
of.
January, for
I
Christ's
know, but
sake.
we're getting there. There's less and
It's got
less
another
games
7 weeks. It's got another 7 weeks. And then there's nothing. Well, no, then there's Stanley Cup.
Yes.
And then it's preseason baseball.
Yes. And basketball's in there all year round, apparently.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about basketball.
That shit's always on.
Yes.
And then they do that shit in March where they fuck up TV for all the people that don't watch fucking basketball. That March Madness thing. Fuck yeah. That stuff.
Boring. Boring, boring, boring.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My, what a great Thanksgiving show this is.
Isn't it? Well, what are you thankful for, Chris? Tell me what you're thankful for.
Oh, what am I thankful for? Like seriously?
Sure.
I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for my job.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
I was going to say I'm thankful for friends like you, but now I'm not going to.
Oh, bite me.
So fuck you.
Oh, share the holidays.
I'm actually going to stop celebrating regular Thanksgiving.
Everything?
No, I'm going to start celebrating what Ghana does.
What Ghana does?
Yes.
Kwanzaa?
No. Yam harvest. There's a yam harvest in Ghana called the Homo Wow Festival.
I think they have one of those in South Beach too.
The word homo wow means hooted at hunger.
Uh-huh.
But that's not until May or in August, so you know, I have a little time.
You're going to go to Ghana in August?
There's no parades for that. No, I'm going to start a tradition here.
Oh, okay. You're going to carry your yams around town?
I'm going to put out a big sign that says Happy Homo Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
What? What? I like a good yam, you know?
I bet you like a good yam. Uh-huh.
The celebration ends with a giant feast that's often complemented by dancing, singing, and drum playing. So I'm just going to run outside with a bongo drum.
And play
outside.
The drum?
Yeah.
Your neighbors are going to love you.
They can't stop me because then that, like, it's my right to celebrate whatever holiday I want.
So then you're going to say that you were discriminated against? That's what I was looking for. Discriminated against.
It's not racially because I'm celebrating a black holiday.
Oh, but is it?
Isn't it?
Hmm.
I don't know. What about Korea? We could go to Korea and celebrate the Kyusok.
With Dennis Rodman?
Sure. And it's a time for families to share food and stories and pay respects to the ancestors.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. The feast is laid out in honor of the deceased, and the family is allowed to dig into the tasty bounty only after memorial service and usually a trip to the graveyard. All right, well, maybe we won't do that. But it's 3 days. You get 3 days of eating and dancing and wrestling, apparently.
Well, that's kind of like Hanukkah.
8 nights of wrestling?
Without the wrestling.
And actually, I think Hanukkah this year starts on Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Won't that be interesting? What are you thankful for? Oi, what have I got to be thankful for? That'll go over well. You can light the menorah while you're carving the turkey. Okay. You know, if you put all the holidays at once, you get all that stress out of the way once and for all.
Yeah, but then you don't get more than like 2 days off.
Well, no, I think you stack them.
You build them into a week?
Yes. A week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it takes.
People aren't going to let you do 3 weeks.
Says who? It's my religion. They have to. I'm sorry. I can't work in August.
But okay, say starting October 1st, it's a week of nothing but
Chris McQuanzica mess.
Yeah, like on Monday you go trick or treating. On Tuesday you have the dinner with the family. On Thursday it's Christmas, and you just kind of shove them all together in a row.
No, I think you do them all at once. So here's how it works. You get up in the morning and you look for Easter eggs.
Okay.
At lunchtime, you go get drunk.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, lunchtime. So for early dinner, you do Thanksgiving. For regular dinner, you do a ham at lunch. And then at 6 o'clock, you go trick-or-treating as it's getting dark. And then by 8 o'clock, you go watch fireworks. And then you wait for New Year's at midnight. So it's one whole day.
It's one whole day. So we went from all month long to one whole day.
Well, no, I'll still take the whole month off. Screw you. I'm not working.
Well, you can't have it both ways. It's one or the other.
Says who?
Says the company that's going to pay you to be off.
Uh-huh. Exactly. No. Uh-uh.
And what are we calling this holiday?
Hallow Christmas Quantica Master Day.
Master Day?
Yes. Combination of Christmas and Easter Day. Master Day.
Okay.
You're such a master dater.
I am married, so you know.
Yeah, I think we just, you know, you bank all your holidays and you figure out when you're going to take them. You could probably have a birthday cake in there somewhere too.
And just celebrate everybody's birthday at once?
Everything at once. Yep.
But then it's one day of presents instead of like you're looking forward to like your birthday and getting presents?
Yeah.
Like I'm fortunate enough to be born in June, so I'm like every 6 months is gifts. You get them a little sooner, but I mean generally people look forward to that kind of stuff. Makes people feel good, and you want to take that away from them for one day of crap.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I want to do.
Well, I don't think people are going to go for it then.
Well, then screw them. Who cares?
Okay. All right, fine. Whatever, John. Oh, that's not gonna
work.
Let's see who's gonna be on the parade tomorrow.
Kinky boots. Cause nothing says Thanksgiving like a black drag queen.
Carrie Underwood. Fallout mm-hmm. Boy. Mm-hmm. Had the Mighty Have Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And Gavin DeGraw, whoever the hell.
You don't want to see Pete Wentz on a float lip syncing, riding the giant turkey through the streets of New York?
No.
It's probably going to be on the New York City float.
And also includes Ariana Grande. I think
yeah,
I'm saying
she?
That right. Fifth Harmony, Austin Mahoney, the Goo Goo Dolls, Florida Georgia Line, and Cirque du Soleil. Oh, okay. I'm not watching anymore. They're going to have the guys from Duck Dynasty on.
You just don't like Duck Dynasty because they pray.
I don't like them because of their attitude. So stars from Duck Dynasty, along with Cher Lloyd, whoever that is, Kelly Pickler, Megan Hilty, Kristen Chenoweth, Joan Jett, Jimmy Fallon, and The Roots, and the cast of Sesame Street.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No?
There's new balloons this year.
Richard Simmons is going to be there.
Joy. new balloons are SpongeBob SquarePants.
Uh-huh.
Snoopy with Woodstock.
Uh-huh.
And Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon.
Really?
And a tribute to The Wizard of Oz in honor of the film's 75th anniversary.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you know that contrary to popular belief, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is not the country's oldest Thanksgiving Day Parade?
It's not.
It's not. Philadelphia's is. Just saying.
What's the one in Philadelphia?
It's a Thanksgiving Day parade.
I know that, but I mean, what makes it, do they do like special stuff?
Yeah. It's
What?
televised locally, and it's the longest running Thanksgiving Day parade in the United States.
Oh. Who sponsors it?
I don't know. The year I worked, it was Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. Let's see who else is going to be there. Anybody good? How come there's not a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade like website?
There is, but you have to go to Macy's.com to get there.
Oh, okay. Do you hear my daughter banging on the
Trying the
door?
door, and pretty soon we're gonna see a daddy, daddy, let me in, daddy.
Okay, let's see. See, I'm looking at all these artists, and I have no clue who any of them are.
That's because you're out of touch, my friend.
I
You're out of
oh,
touch.
I am so out of touch.
You should be downloading the latest Florida Georgia Line CD and jamming away.
See, I know who Debbie Ryan is because my
Oh, you
kid
do?
watches Disney Junior, yeah.
Oh.
But I
I
don't
don't.
know who Cher Lloyd is. Or the Somerset. Or the Florida Georgia Line. Who the hell are those
They're a country
people?
band.
Are
They're
they?
big hits cruising. Girl, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. And there's like a rap in the middle of it. It's kind of weird.
At least Joan Jett's gonna be there. I don't know what she's
Oh,
gonna be
because,
doing, but
nothing says Thanksgiving like the lesbian hard rocker.
hey, at least she's a hard rocker. Like, who the fuck knows who Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings are?
Her parents.
Megan Hilty?
Yeah.
Fifth Harmony? And what the hell's going on with the Goo Goo Dolls?
They're becoming mainstream.
The singer was on Tosh.0 last week.
Trent Reznor?
No, Trent, that's Nine Inch Nails. Goo
Oh,
Goo Dolls.
Johnny, what's his name?
He, sure.
Johnny Resnes, something.
Something like that. Joe Namath is going to be there. Hines Ward.
Oh, nothing like pulling Joe Namath out of the mothballs. Johnny Resnick.
Bart Oates, whoever the fuck that is.
He's an American football player.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
You know that for sure?
I do know that for sure. He played for the Giants and the 49ers. Retired in 95? Yes. So that's who the hell he is, all right?
Okay. Let's see. If you're interested in balloons, there's going to be Hello Kitty, Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
I was going to say the Diary of Anne Frank balloon. It's very quiet.
Yes, you don't even see it going by. Julius, whoever the hell that is, which is a monkey with a rocket on its back. Spider-Man, Ronald McDonald, the Pillsbury Doughboy, Pikachu, Buzz Lightyear, Sonic. There's going to be a Wizard of Oz balloon this year, apparently. Papa Smurf. Finn and Jake. I guess that's from Adventure Time.
Yes.
Chippy the Elf. From Elf on the Shelf.
that's Buddy's little sister, Chippy.
And SpongeBob SquarePants.
Hasn't he run his course yet?
You would think, but no. Kids love that shit. And it's been on for like ever. I bet you get up extra early to watch it, don't you?
No, that's what DVRs are for.
There's something this year called balloonicles.
Had my balloonicles removed.
And it's the Kool-Aid man, the Affleck duck,
Oh.
And a dreidel.
And the the ever popular dreidel.
Let's see what they're gonna have a Smurf float this year.
They're Big gonna have Apple. A Lindt chocolate float.
Hess. Pep Rally. Dora's Christmas.
Dora's Christmas. I thought you said the Doors Christmas.
Yes.
It's a big inflatable Jim Morrison in the snakeskin pants.
Tom Turkey, Sesame Street. Oh, what's your favorite float out of the Macy's Day Parade?
I think I like the Central Park one.
The Central Park one.
Down Central Park.
Oh,
Central it's got Park. The ice skating rink.
Oh, okay. They're gonna have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles this year.
Ooh. Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles. Or the Enchanting World of Lindt Chocolate.
Yes.
A World at Sea. Uncle Sam's Top Hat. Because we have to shove America in there somewhere.
Oh, here's a great one. There's the Macy's Thanksgiving site has photos of all the floats from this year.
Right.
And they have a float called Frozen Fall Fun. It's about hockey.
Okay.
And there are these women dressed, but they look like ding-dongs. Or King Dons, depending on what part of the country you grew up in.
They're having something this year called the Viking Confetti Pult, where
that's exciting.
A catapult that's going to shoot confetti at people, because that can't go wrong.
And is that sponsored by... you know, those people.
The Vikings?
The Vikings, Capital One.
Probably
Uncle
not.
Sam's Top Hat looks like the most pathetic float there is.
Doesn't it? When it's everybody's like, watching this tomorrow, they're going to be like, that's it? It's just a giant head on a fucking float.
Oh, but here's pictures of the Viking confetti pult.
Yeah, the like the artist rendering.
Yeah, I think it'd be funny if it like breaks the camera.
I think somebody's going to end up like putting nails in it for the first time they shoot it.
See, that's possible.
And then taking out a bunch of people. I guess there's going to be a Despicable Me float called the Despicably Delicious.
That's the one with the, that's the, yeah.
Someone with minions on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Balloonicles. Are those the things they give to dogs once you castrate them? I ain't blowing those up.
No?
No. Oh, they have clowns.
Yes.
They have the funny fire brigade clowns, and they have the breakfast clowns, and the cornucopia clowns, and the funny farm and hoedown clowns, and the nutty Professor Einsteins and waggy graduates, and Keystone Cops and Robbers, and silly seaside clowns, and there's... springtime clowns, and circus clowns, and birthday party clowns, and holiday clowns, and pre-K clowns.
And there's a clown in there. There's a clown group in there who's the, instead of a picture of them, it's a picture of Richard Simmons, and they're called the Racing Rabbits.
The Racing Rabbits. Yes. That's gonna be awesome.
And I guess he's gonna be there to help the clowns out.
To help the clowns lose weight.
There's some pirate clowns.
That's awesome.
Yeah. This doesn't seem like an event anymore.
Doesn't it?
This just seems like, let's put as much shit in there as possible.
Oh, it has the All That Clogging group. That's awesome. Now I'm definitely watching. I was on the fence before, but if there's cloggers, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. Do you think Macy's forces their employees to be there and dress up in those outfits, or do you think they're so brainwashed they think it's fun?
It's a chance for people to be on national television.
Yeah, but you're dressed as an oak leaf.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. People eat that shit up. People, any chance I get for... To maybe be on TV and their family can look at them and say, oh, look, there's little Johnny.
I just never got it. I'm happy not being on TV.
Well, that's you and me, but there are definitely people whose whole thing it is to get famous off of being on TV. And if it's got to be them dressed as a maple leaf, then that's how they're fucking doing it. That's all. That's what they're all about.
Hmm. Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
I'm not saying it's not sad. I'm just saying that that's, you know, oh, everybody tune in because little Sally is going to be one of the holders of the Mr. Peanut balloon, and maybe they'll pan down and you'll get to see her.
Oh, wouldn't that be a treat? Because I love little Sally.
See?
She's my favorite.
She's everybody's favorite. I'm telling you, that's why they do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm, okay.
We worked in a place where people would be put...
Where magic went to die.
where they would put people in a parade, and people would line up to do it because, oh, look at me, I'm in the parade.
But if I recall correctly, people weren't lining up to do it. In fact, people would often ditch and not show up.
Some people, sure. But there were other people that was the highlight of their trip. Because they got to be seen by thousands of people.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Can you believe they've been doing that stupid parade since 1924?
I thought you meant the one that we were doing. I was like, yes. No.
1924. How pathetic is that? But between 1942 and 1944, the parade was the parade was canceled due to the war. And the balloons were deflated and donated to the government, giving them 650 pounds of scrap rubber.
That's so sad.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Imagine being the guy who works all year long to build the new balloon, and then it just gets given to the government and cut up.
Yes. Damn that government.
Because it's not like he's being compensated for that. All that hard work is just down the drain.
Yes.
Bastards. But then again, like there's all those stories about how, like, the government was collecting gold and, like, scrap iron and... If you had you can't find certain bicycles made before a certain year because they were all melted down for the war effort.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they screwed all kinds of people.
They did. Remember people were like sending in their pots and pans and stuff?
I don't personally remember that, but.
You don't?
No.
I thought you were there.
What do you think the American public would do if we had to do that now?
Oh, please. They'd pitch such a frickin' fight.
Like the president comes on TV and says, hey, for the war effort, just like in World War II, everybody's got to send in their pots and pans.
No, because people just suck ass. I mean, all we have is shitty people today.
That's true.
They're so selfish, they wouldn't give a damn thing.
That's so sad, John.
I know, it's pathetic. But it is part of history.
It is.
So, there you go.
So, there's a question on the Macy's website that says, what is the best places to see the parade and what time should I get there?
Is the answer on TV?
The best place to view depends on you. Early risers like to camp out starting at 6 a.m. along the west side of the street on Central Park West. But the parade doesn't run there until 9 until 10:30.
Right.
So they're saying,
but you got to get there at like 3 a.m.
Yeah. And they don't say that. So all those people that like show up at 9.
Right.
Are way surprised.
What? I had no idea I had to get here early. I thought they'd save me a spot.
There's a question, and I'm sure they get this all the time. I have an element, float, car, balloon, etc., that I want to enter into the parade. How can I do that? And the answer is, we love and appreciate your enthusiasm, but all elements are designed and created by the artisans at Macy's Parade Studio.
Yes.
I think if they had somebody that showed up and says, here's $5 million, I want a balloon of myself, there would be a balloon of that person in the fucking next Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Sure there would.
We should do that. We should Kickstarter that shit.
Yes, because that's what I would do if I had $5 million.
A Dance Monkey dance balloon.
Sure.
That's a cute, well, he's kind of mean looking, but like a cute cuddly monkey?
Sure.
With a big Dance Monkey dance on his chest? That'd be awesome.
And then everybody around him could be dressed up as monkeys?
Sure.
Okay. That'd be phenomenal.
Yeah. Okay, there's another question that says, I would love to propose or get married at the parade. Can you help arrange this?
Yes, I need you to run out in front of this float.
At this time, we are devoted to producing the nation's most beloved holiday event and coordinating with more than 8,000 participants, dozens of floats, balloons, and vehicles, security, and other logistics. Though it would be an honor to share this in this special moment, this is not something we can take part in or approve. You bastards. They're just destroying dreams.
But if you get there at the right time and place and you run out, they're not going to kick you off the street.
You don't think so? You don't think a cop will come up?
You know, if you run out
like...
there and you run out there and you tackle Richard Simmons so that you can propose on the float.
Be my best man.
I sure. I think that would be kind of fun.
You know, I lived in New Jersey until I was 22.
Uh-huh.
Not counting college, I guess. And I never went up there for the Thanksgiving Day parade. Not once.
You didn't go up like the night before to watch them inflate the balloons?
Nope.
Or go up there early to watch them line up the floats?
Never did that. No? Never did New Year's Eve. Never did any of that stuff.
God, you suck.
Well, I think it's just one of those things that it's always there, so you don't really appreciate it.
And then when it's gone...
And then when you don't live there anymore, you're like, why the fuck did I never do that?
Exactly. In fact, that's what you should do this year. Quick.
Oh, sure.
Pack everyone up and get out of the house.
Yeah, that'll be convenient. Well, you lived in Boston. Boston's not that far. It's a couple hours to New York.
It's a couple of hours. And then you either got to find a place to park or you got to take the train, and it's just a hassle.
Okay, so you're saying you never did it then?
Why would I? It's not my city. It's your city.
It's not my city. I didn't grow up in New York. I just grew up close to there.
Close to your city.
Whatever. And besides, they always made it look on Fringe like Boston was a borough of fucking New York City.
Well, they're so close, apparently, in the future.
I mean, literally, they'd be at Harvard, and then all of a sudden, they'd be in New York.
Yeah. It's just around the corner. I mean, people don't realize that.
There's a tunnel.
Tunnel takes an easy commute.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it then.
Yes.
So what are you thankful for, John?
I'm thankful for the gift of life.
Okay.
And by being alive, I can share my wisdom with all of you people out there in cyberspace.
As we talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
And your idea for the all-in-one holiday.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go to Tahiti. Where do you think I got... the idea.
Well, that explains it.
Uh-huh. See?
Don't you normally go home for Thanksgiving?
No.
No?
Nope.
Why did I think that was a thing for you?
No, I went home a few years ago because I was doing the Philadelphia Christmas Day Parade.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And it was cheaper to fly into Boston than it was to fly back to Orlando that day. So
That's right. I remember that. Okay.
said, what the heck? What the heck?
What the heck, yo?
Go visit the fam.
Did you surprise
Yes.
them, or did they know
Oh, I
you were
did
coming?
surprise them.
Did you?
Yes. Yes, I did surprise them.
Awesome.
It was lovely.
You're such a good son.
I am,
And
damn it.
brother.
Exactly.
Look at you.
I'm awesome.
You are.
I am awesome. Happy Thanksgiving.
You have any other words of wisdom before we wrap up?
I guess not.
No.
Yeah.
Just say thanks. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
I say keep the Christ in Christmas.
The hell's that mean?
I don't know.
You one of those people that gets upset when people refer to it as Xmas?
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll save that for the Christmas episode then. So anyway, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can listen to us on Stitcher and all that stuff. There's going to be a show on Friday where we review the Indiana Jones trilogy. And I still haven't put up the Atomicon footage. I've been extremely busy at work and I just haven't had a chance. But it's coming, I swear. Maybe I'll get to it this week. Maybe not.
Whatever.
What?
Whatever.
It will go up eventually. I need the time to go through all the footage and put it together. It's not like cutting
Yes.
a podcast where like you just cut it and check the levels and go. You like have to space things out and do transitions and all that kind of stuff. So been a little busy. But
It
besides that.
it'll be worth listening
Oh,
to.
don't say that.
It will be.
Don't say that.
It is some of our finest.
You weren't even there.
What? When? What are you talking about?
The Atomicon stuff.
Oh, the Atomicon stuff. Oh, I don't
Yeah.
care about that
All right. Well,
I thought you were talking about something good. Never
no,
mind.
I was talking about the Atomicon stuff. So
Okay.
anyway, that'll come out. Maybe there'll be two things out on Friday. I'm not really sure.
Ooh, what would the other thing be?
The podcast, the movie edition where we do the
Oh, that was
Indiana Jones.
awesome. That was awesome. I
Way
think
to
that's the best one you've done.
blow that there, John. Anyway,
What?
nothing.
Oh, is this a surprise? You think people are like, oh, I don't know what I'll listen to. I'll pick this random podcast. Wow, that was surprisingly entertaining.
They might. That's how a lot of people find us. So, whatever.
Whatever.
Anyway, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies. Just let us know you're listening. Until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Gobble gobble.